Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
All right, pimpin'. Trying this out. I'm seeing if I can record on the that young iPhone. I know Big Zook's got the fucking mic. So if this sounds like shit, I'll just fucking delete it. But I'll see what happens. Doggy. I got those young beats, though. Those beats, though, I wonder if can I get out of this screen and we'll still record? Okay, cool. Hopefully, yeah. I mean, I don't, guys, this sounds like shit. I'm trying to do it off my iPhone. So, don't know what to tell you. You know, suck a guy's dick or something. I don't know. But this is Liquor License, ladies and gentlemen. All my listeners out there, welcome you back to another one. I have a fucking day off. I have no recorder. I got no beer, I got no smokes, I got no liquor, so it just ought to be really fucking interesting because I don't know what the fuck is going on, dude. Dudes, dudettes, I hate that term, dudettes, who the fuck says that? So Tree Man just left, he's over here, it's Veterans Day, and he comes in, he fucking opens up the doors, he's like, oh, dude, you gotta come out here, at 11:11, there's gonna be like a flyover. I'm waiting for fucking 45 minutes. There ain't shit. There ain't no fucking planes. I thought Veterans Day was always like a Monday. You know, like we had off school, like a long weekend because of Veterans Day. Why? Is that a Wednesday today? Makes no sense to me. Either way, any veterans are listening, thanks for your service. That was such like a NPR fucking dickhead thing to say, but seriously, like, I didn't have the balls to serve. I couldn't. I tried to get in the Air Force Academy. I went and visited. It's in, I want to say Colorado Springs. And you know the chapel, that's like that big, looks like a big fucking pyramid that they have. And you need like a letter from a senator. And my dad, one of like the members of the Eagles Club was Alphonse D'Amato. If you guys remember, he was like a senator from New York State for like years. Buffalo listeners, you would know that. Anybody else, probably not. And they would, he actually signed like a letter for me, sent it in. Now the problem was, okay, I didn't have 20/20 vision. I have awful vision. It's fucking all over the place. I don't know if it's a fucking 70/10 or some kind of bullshit. It's terrible. So that's one issue you have, obviously, because if you're going to fly a fucking plane, you need to have good vision. And, like I couldn't be an astronaut. To be an astronaut, you have to have 20/20 vision. If you didn't know that, stupid fact of the day. You gotta have 20/20 vision to be an astronaut. But so I apply, and my grades were there, and I was an Eagle Scout. That always, for some reason, always seems to help when it comes to, like, the service. I had my letter signed by the senator, but they wouldn't let me in because I was the last one to carry on my name. All branches of the military, if you're the last one to carry on your last name, then they do, like, research on it, too. Like, I mean, I guess I could have lied, but they're going to look it up anyways. I mean, it is the fucking military. I got bugs, man. They won't let you in. Because, you know, what if you die and then your fucking name dies? But, I mean, the way it's looking right now, it might be the same thing anyway, so you should have let me in, stupid. I feel bad I didn't join. But then, if you think about it, if I would have joined the military, I would have been in Air Force Academy from 99 to 2002, 2003, would have been in the war, I would have probably had to like see battle, and I'm a big pussy, probably wouldn't have been a good thing, that would have been like a real penis too, I think. I mean, hey, my godson's in the Air Force, and he's doing great, so good for him. Andy, what's up, man? If you're listening, doggy, hit a play up, but if not, you know, whatevs, hope you're doing alright. But, I guess thinking about Veterans Day is like, all the dumb shit I, you know, on a long, like a holiday weekend, when you're in high school. You just do stupid shit because, like, you're off on, like, either a Friday or a Monday or both. And so, like, you know, you get nothing to do. At the time, you don't have a job. I mean, if you're 14, 15 years old, and you just want to, like, you know, like, we used to, like, go over to C-Note's house, like, fucking 20 of us, because his mom wasn't home, and we just get, like, baked and, like, hang out in the backyard. A fucking waste of time. Should have done something productive. We didn't. But that, much like my day today. I got, like, nothing going on. Stinks. Stinks like doo-doo. Sorry. But, this fucking better sound good, man. Because I'm going to give you some fucking quality shit. And I don't want this to be fucking stupid. So when I was talking to Tree Man was, when I don't know, from the time I was fucking born until probably 13. Like, my parents wouldn't let me stay home alone. I'm an only child, if you haven't realized that. I'm an only child, and my parents, they wouldn't let me stay home alone until I was, like I said, like, fucking 13, 14 years old. And so every Wednesday, my mom would go food shopping. And at the time, we had, like, there's two stores, there's Super Duper and there's Tops. And they were split by the fucking Cougar Creek. Creek, Creek, whatever you want to call it. They were split. And, like, say, L.A. River, if there's Pins and Weddington Golf Course, it's like that. Okay. If for L.A. listeners, that's what it was like. So my mom didn't drive. My mom didn't drive until, like, I don't know, I was probably fucking 14. I don't know why. Again, I'm going to have to ask her about this. I had no clue why she just never, my entire life just never drove. You know, I just fucking swept and there's shit all over the place. Cocksucker. So, like, yeah, my mom never drove, so my grandmother would pick us up on a Wednesday, like, same time every Wednesday, like 6:30. We'd go to Super Duper, yes, that was the name of the store, and they'd buy whatever deals they were looking for. And, you know, like us, I imagine that most of the people who listen to the show are, like, 22 to 40. You know, like, you just go to the store, like, when you want to get something. But, like, back in the day, like, my mom would just go for the whole week. She'd go for the whole week. And so would my grandmother. So they had a fucking, you know, they had a shopping list, and my mom would have a pen and cross, like, shit off. Like, Luke, when he does his fucking stand-up, and he's got, like, a buck slip with, like, the bullet-pointed jokes. That's, like, how the shopping list worked, with all these fucking, like, a thing of coupons. You remember, like, they'd have, like, a little, not like an envelope, but it was a little plastic thing that had, like, different, you know, you put, look, this is for dish soap, this is for fucking food, this is for, like, you know, chicken, this is for applesauce. You put them in, like, this little organizer thing, all the different coupons. That's what she had, and that's what she'd go, you know, like, all right, I'm going to get the fucking Cocoa Pebbles, not the Cocoa Krispies this week, because I got a 75-cent off fucking coupon. So we go over to Tops. Tops is a lot like Ralph's. Okay, I consider Tops like the Ralphs of Buffalo. There are Ralphs around here. And I remember, what I can remember back about it, probably like 9, 10, around this time. There was a guy who worked there, and he was always like, and we had his picture all over the place. He was like employee of the month, like he was like assistant manager. He was probably fucking my age now. You know, he's probably like mid-30s. But he was, you know, seemed like a good dude, like, the community always gave him awards and shit, and I always call him Clark Kent. I don't know why, he really didn't look like Clark Kent, he had a fucking mustache, he looked more like Errol Flynn, but, you know, regardless, that's what I for some reason, called the guy fucking Clark Kent, whatevs, and he'd always see me and be like, you know, every Wednesday, he'd be like, hey, Brandon, you know, like, because I would go, it would take fucking an hour and a half for my mom to shop, because she's, like, you know, looking for this certain shit, because all the coupons, and my grandmother's there, and she's slow about it, and so I go and, like, go in the magazine aisle, read the comic books, and the Mad magazines, and then they had, like, those inflatable balls, just like, you know, your regular, like, ball that you'd kick around, like, at a fucking party, they had them, like, in this big, like, bin, so, like, you take them out the bottom, so I'd, like, dribble it, and, like, shoot it, like it was basketball. And, like, you know, I imagine that they don't want you to do that, but the guy was always nice. He was like, hey, man, you know, don't, you know, keep making those shots, man. You know, I don't want you to break anything. And I'm like, okay. Like, you know, yeah, it was like nice to me. So it turns out, like, around 9, 10 years old, I get like this bug up my ass, which I do to this day when I actually like want to work. And I decide, like, this is so fucking, I see him the one day and he's in the dairy aisle, which is the last aisle of Tops before they moved. I mean, fuck, who gives a fuck? But like Luke or RJ, you guys remember this. And the last aisle. And they had the milk crates, which were like these metal fucking things. And they fit like 4 half-gallon cartons of milk in them. You know, and you had like whole milk, 2%, 1% skim milk. What does that even mean, 2% or 1%? Is it like, I don't even know. I sound like a retard. I have no clue what that fucking means. If it's 2% milk or 1%, I don't get it. Oh, okay, I'll look it up after the show. I can't right now because I'm on the goddamn phone. But, and there were these metal fucking crates. And you knew that they were, like, long-lasting because everybody in my family, like, had one or two of them, like, in their garage or, like, as a stepping stool. You know, like, it wasn't like a, it was a fucking well-made, like, crate. And I saw them the one time doing shit. So, like, at, like, 10 years old, I decided to go over there and, like, start, like, if there's two in this one in this one, you know, people just take the fucking cartons out, the paper cartons, they just take them out of the thing, and they wouldn't be even. And that's maybe it's like neuroses that I have of like things being like symmetrical. I'm sure it is. That's like an ADD thing. I start like putting, you know, all the 2% in one, all the 1% over here, all the skim milk, and like taking out the old crates and setting them down. And I have a fucking stack of like 6, 7 crates next to me. And the Clark Kent type dude would come out and be like, "Oh, Brandon, thanks. You don't have to do that." I'm like, no, it's cool. You know, my mom's shopping. Like, I'm just, you know, wasting time. No reason for me to like do child labor for zero pay. You know, I just was like, okay, you give me like a fucking Milky Way or something. You're here, man. Like, you know, thanks. Thanks for helping out. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I don't know why. It was like a weird, I think probably doesn't boil down to me like actually like working or like wanting to impress this guy or my mother, but just that I don't like when shit's like not in line or, like I said, symmetrical. Like every fucking day when I get up and like these cupboards, they're not like shut because Luke like just leaves them open like a little bit, like just a little bit. And here, I'll give you guys this if you can hear the sound. This is every morning I do like. And I think he does it just to piss me off, but whatever. It's one of my things. I don't like shit, like, open. I like it. I like everything fucking in line. So maybe that was part of it. Maybe that was, like, again, probably a very ADD, ADHD, whatever it may be, kind of thing that I had going on. So I go and I apply to work at this place at Tops when I was, like, 14. I had to get my working papers. I think at 14 you can get your working papers. I don't know how other states are, but that's how it is in New York. You got to get, like, you got to go, like, see your fucking school counselor. And they, like, fill out this thing, like, okay, you can work, but only till this time. And then you take it to the job that you're applying for, and then, you know, so it's all legit. So I fill out my working papers, and the counselor's like, oh, where are you going to work? Who the fuck was my counselor back then? I was some fat bitch with, like, a fucking afro-looking thing. And she, oh, Tops, okay, that's a great place. So I go and I have an interview and I have it with this guy. Now, obviously, I'm growing up now. You know, it's fucking 5 years later. You know, he doesn't remember me. I'm like, hey, I used to come in here all the time and do the crates and stuff. He's like, oh, Brandon, yeah, I thought you looked familiar. He's like, oh, you got big. And I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm a fat ass with fucking pimples and glasses and big fat fuck piece of shit. And, he's like, you know, here's the problem. We don't hire under 16. And I was like probably 14 and a half at the time. He goes, when you turn 16, you know, make sure you come back because there's definitely a job for you here. And I'm like excited about it. That year I get the job at the rec doing the playground shit because you could get that at 15. And I just turned 15. You can get that job. And so I just kind of stayed there. And then I got the job at Tuxedo Junction, so I never went back. I wonder if the fucking guy's still at Tops. He had to be like the store manager, like at least like a district manager or something by now. But I mean, hey, he was a cool guy, you know. The guy that I called Clark Kent that looked nothing like Clark Kent. You're a good dude, man. Hopefully you're a fucking liquor license listener. But yeah, that was just, I have no clue why that story even like came to my mind. It's just something that like I totally forgot about. Like, how the fuck, how do I go about my life and just put away fucking milk crates? I don't know. But any of you guys remember that, like, fucking having milk crates? Like, the real metal ones and shit? Those were the fucking jam, dude. Wish I had one right now. Like, I keep, like, my guys, my action figures in there. You know? And you just, fuck, who gives a fuck about milk crates? That's the title of the episode, Milk Crates, bitch. Clark Kent and Milk Crates. And, but that goes, I mean, that also goes back to, like, just, and how weird of a, I used to do stupid shit, like, all the time as a kid. Okay, we all did stupid shit, I know. But, like, I had such a weird, I still do. I mean, you guys have listened to how many Looking Good radio episodes, and if you know me, you know what a weird guy I am. I do, like, stupid shit, but then I do, like, nice shit. And it's like, I don't know if I'm, like, trying to balance myself out, or if it's just, I'm a fuck up. That could be the case. All right, I mean, hey, just ringing in right there. I'm a fuck up. That's all it is. But like, as a kid, I'd like fucking, you know, fucking smoke cigars and like buy booze at like fucking 14 years old. I'd be buying like booze with a fake ID and like, you know, just like smash them on the fucking railroad tracks and shit. And then the next day, like go to Boy Scouts and like help old people down to mass. Fuck is going. It's like I constantly like the angel and devil on my shoulder. Like, why don't I just like? I don't have to do all the nice shit if I didn't do all the bad shit, you know. But I for some reason, I always like doing the nice shit, you know. But at the same time, yeah, I kind of like doing the bad shit too, you know. So that was the story that I was telling Tree Man. Yeah. There's they had. I was probably 14, and so I had this fake ID. If I'm repeating the story, I apologize. I had this fake ID from Canada, and it said I was 29, all right? And it was Sean Glasscock's brother. And I did sort of look like him. I had the glasses and the hair. What do you mean, 29 when I'm 14? All right. Like, again, I was a taller kid and shit, so, like, all right, sort of worked. And now, remember, the liquor store only sold liquor. They didn't have beer and fucking wine and shit in there. It was just straight liquor. And the supermarket and the gas stations, they sold, like, the beer and stuff. Well, the supermarket wasn't going to fall for it. The dude who owned the liquor store was, like, old as fuck. All right, he had these really thick-ass glasses, like, Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys, and these really long-ass, like, nails, and they, like, werewolf-type fucking nails. And so I'd always walk in, and I didn't smoke then. I'd take, like, a cigarette and, like, put it behind my ear, like, hey, you know, I smoke, so obviously I'm old enough. I know, it's stupid. It was all pageantry. And I'd walk in and I would act like I was Canadian, like, hey, you see the Maple Leafs game? And he was like, no, I haven't seen the Maple Leafs game. He's like, I'm a Sabres fan. I'm like, just coming down here from Canada, you know, thinking about moving here, I don't know. I don't know if that's Irish or Canadian. He didn't know either. And I'd buy, like, the most random shit. You know, like I get Jack Daniel's Country Time coolers because it was like a 4-pack of like little like pre-mixed drinks that taste like Jack Daniel's, but they're just malt liquor. I get like 3 of those. I'm like, I need the Absolute Pepper, you know, like the little shooter bottles. Let me get a bottle of whiskey, you know, and like, because everybody, since it worked, like, I mean, I did this a couple times. So everybody knew I could do it. So they just fucking give me cash. And I'd have like a, like my mother, this is very cyclical, a fucking shopping list of booze I'd have to get for everybody. You know? And now we're talking, you know, you're 13, 14, 15 years old. Booze is going to fuck you up. So like a little bit goes a long ways. That's why I think everybody wanted those like country cocktails. You know, it wasn't like I could buy like a fucking 30 pack of beer. So I'd come out and I'd have like two, three bags full of shit. And just walk out. It was at D&L Plaza. I'd walk out, and all the guys would be like, oh, thanks, man. You know, and like, I don't know. I'd make like five. I never, like, let's say I never paid for anything. Whatever I got was on their dime kind of thing. So much like most of my life. So we get, now we started to drink these fucking things, and like we go to we go to the school, and they have like this relay thing. It's like a big countywide track meet that they're having, and it's all over like our high. All right, there's the high school, which is connected to the middle school. In between the middle school and the elementary school was like the football field. All right. And next to the football field was this fucking playground that we all built. It was like kids, like myself, RJ, Dude Bogues, Luke, our dads were all there. Like, you know, it was all wooden. It was fucking awesome. It really was. Like, I'm not just imagining this. Like, it was a fucking cool playground. It looked like a castle. It had tire swings. They had like bleachers where the parents can sit while the kids ran around. It was all like rocks and shit underneath, you know, but like the pebbly kind of rocks, not like one that was hurt. And like you'd hide underneath the bleachers and stuff. Even like as an adult, like you'd go there and like, oh, fucking, this is cool, man. Like they tore the fucking thing down after we spent how much time, you know, doing that. I think my class, we had to scrub the tires for the tire swing. And they also had like this, like four tires in a row. You had to like climb up to get to the top of this thing and then swing down. It was fucking cool. I wonder who fucking designed that. I'm thinking about now, like, this is the pew. Like, it was a fucking cool design. Like, did they have someone come in and be like, all right, yeah, we're going to have to measure this here? Like, a fucking architect, a playground architect come in. Now it's all just, like, that stupid plastic shit. And, like, it just looks like, it's all green, yellow, and blue. It's, like, fucking all the primary colors. You know? Before, it was, like, fucking wood, man. It was cool. So, I would go to this thing, and now we're, like, all of us are like, it's me, like Andy Bloomberg, Clarkson, Chloe Clarkson. And there's all these buses in the Cuba Heights parking lot, all right, which is right next to the playground. And now I was kind of like loaded. Like I said, like if you're drinking fucking hard liquor at like 14, like you're going to get fucked up. I go on one of the buses, there's nobody there. I take the fucking fire extinguisher and I go on to the playground. And there's, like, you know, just kids sitting there making out and shit and, you know, like, just trying to get away from the parents. And I start spraying everybody down with the fire extinguisher. I go, party's over. Party's over. And I'm, like, spraying them down. And I go through the entire fucking fire extinguisher all over the playground. Now we start hearing, like, chatter, like, people are coming. So I just throw it and we, like, run down the street. Oh, fuck street. Was that Como? And, like, nothing ever became of it. And I'm, like, what a fucking shithead I was. So the next day... Okay, I go to the fucking old folks home in my Boy Scout uniform and wheel them down to Mass and I listen to their stories and I talk to them and then I sit through like fucking Christian Mass. I don't know why I had to say the F word. And now I'm thinking, oh, it's like, I do like this stupid shit and then I make up for it by trying to do something really nice. But like, what the fuck, man? There's no reason for me to do that with the fire extinguisher, you know? And there's no reason to wheel people down to Mass. It's just, okay. So that just had me thinking of, you know, retarded shit I've done in my life, which is another, like, when I was a senior, I think this entire conversation was getting to this point, which is going to be a non-point, as most of my podcast is. As a senior, and I apologize if I told these stories before, but, you know, family's grieving. Fuck them! So, we had like the romper room, like the, now they have like inclusion in schools, which is like, was new to me when I was teaching. But so they have the special needs kids in the same class as the regular kids, but they have like a handler and shit with them. Before they had like a separate like room that we used to call the romper room and they, or the BOCES. And they, you know, you'd see them at lunch or study hall. But most of the day they spent in the same classroom with like a special needs teacher who, you know, could kind of work them through shit. And, you know, we didn't have that. You know, we changed classes every day or every period. And I remember this one kid, Justin Sirkew, that was his name. I was a senior and I had lunch like fucking fifth period because just, you know, for the historians out there, you need to know that. He'd always sit by himself, and I felt bad, all right? So, like, the senior table, like, the cool table, you know, with, like, my ex, Jackie, and, like, Clarkson, and fucking whoever else, Rich Chesnowski, they're all fucking sitting at that table. And I'm like, fuck these guys. And I sat with this kid, Justin Thurkey. He sat by himself, which was, it was right next to the senior table, quote unquote, senior table. And the whole time, like, Brandon, come sit with us, man. Fuck, man, why are you hanging out with this guy? I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good, dude. And I talked to this kid every day. And all he wanted to talk about was the movie Species. Okay, Species 1 and Species 2. I'm not fucking around. Every day, we talked about Species for an entire year. All right? This isn't a joke. I'm not. The movie Species, okay, which I had seen. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's okay. I'm like, have you ever seen, like, anything else? No. I'll tell you something about Species. He have all these, like, weird thoughts and ideas about the movie Species, but I think he was just, like, super into Natasha Henstridge and, like, her tits. I mean, so was I. I mean, I, you know, she was fucking pretty hot in that movie. I saw her at the fucking, she came in the bowling alley. She's still fucking pretty hot. Fucking lady's probably going to be 50-something. And I'm like, damn, you know, it's always funny when you see these chicks come in the bowling alley that are, like, celebrity, like Maria Bello, because remember she gets, like, nailed in fucking The History of Violence. Natasha Henstridge, like, in Species, you know, like, full frontal, basically. When you see me, like, man, I fucking seen you naked. Like, that's cool. Like, look, I see, the only porn star I saw on there was Daisy Marie. And she, like, sucked in person. She looked like dog shit. But maybe they try to, like, ugly themselves up so dudes don't hit on them or, real like, recognize who they are. But Luke, yeah, even Luke said, like, Evangelina, who's, like, my favorite porn star, looked like shit in person. That fucking sucks. But you're like, man, I've seen you guys fuck before. That's weird. Anyways, so this dude would talk about Species. I mean, you know, what's a lunch period? 45 minutes? Ad nauseum. Like, and I'm like, okay. Yeah, I would just listen to him. Like, I don't know, man. I disagree about that scene with Forrest Whitaker. Like, you know, maybe he could have killed him. Maybe he couldn't have. I don't know. And, you know, we go on all these theories about the movie Species. So then he got out of that lunch after he's, you know, I'm saying, like, this guy's weird. He's probably, like, going back to his teacher, like, this fucking guy in lunch, he's talking about Species way too much. I was just trying to do it because that's what he liked. But I had a study hall with him, too, and I also had it with this other guy that I was friends with. Everybody else in there was, like, ninth graders. So it was, like, me, another senior, and then this Justin Sirkew, who I believe was, like, a year younger. But, like, it was a quiet study hall. I don't know if you remember those. Fucking gays. A quiet study hall. Like, yo, it's my one period. I'm not in class. I can't, like, talk to people and shit. I gotta, like, send notes. A quiet study hall. Go fuck yourself. Who was, you know, who the fuck ran that one? It was one of the math teachers. That bitch. Bitch! But, he was in there, and, like, so, you know, the Species conversation would continue. And so I tried to bring in the other guy who I would sit next to into the Species conversation, and he just wasn't having it. So, like, halfway through, I'm like, all right, fuck, I already deal with this guy at lunch. All right, I don't want to, again, this goes back to, like, the angel and the demon on my shoulders. I don't want to, like, do, like, two fucking periods of fucking Species talk. So, like, I got to work at the library with Mr. B. Mr. B! Mr. Bartholomew, I want to say his name was. And I got to work in the library, like, just putting books away and shit, and he just, like, let us watch TV in the back. We just watched Jerry Springer, because there was, like, an AV area in the back. He'd come and be like, oh, what are these whores doing today? Oh, look at these fucking black guys. Like, it was like me and Mike Roloff, that worked there on that period. And he'd come back there and just say all kinds of, like, racist shit. He was fired, like, the next year, too. That or me, he retired. I mean, they don't really fire people, but, like, yeah, that guy was weird. Did the same. All right. God, there's definitely a theme of this podcast today. It's Brandon does something good, something's bad. And I still talk to the kid at lunch. All right, so keep it at that. I talk to the kid at lunch, and, like, we talk Species for the whole year. And then I just didn't see him in study hall. That's all. So it's not like I'm being a real dick about it. So I work most of the year in the library. Two periods. Because I had, like, two. I had all my classes, like, kind of done. So I just, a lot of people, what they would have done is, like, 7th, 8th, 9th period, they would have got, like, a work release and just bounced. Like, you don't have to be at school. But, like, I'm kind of a fucking loser, so, like, I wanted to be at school. So I worked 7th, 8th, 9th period in the library. And, like I said, we just watched TV, or, like, we put, like, a fucking porno on. I'm not even kidding around. Like, we put, like, a porno. It wasn't in the, like, you had to walk through a door to go to, like, this little AV area where, like, all the old stacks of fucking magazines were, you know, from, like, the 90s. All the current ones were out, but this was, like, the archive. So I for some reason get this thought in my head. I gotta piss and I don't want to walk to the bathroom, which was 25 yards away. All right. So I start pissing in the thing of magazines, like National Geographic from 1987. I start like pissing in it. And I do this like every day for the last month of school. I don't know. I don't know why. I'm just a fucking asshole, fucking retard. So I start, and then, it's my senior year. I'm like, oh, that's like my senior prank. Ha ha. Like the next time someone goes to grab a National Geographic, it's going to have Brandon piss all over it. That evolved into me opening up the window of the AV room and pissing into the courtyard. Like anybody in any of the classrooms could have seen me do this. And like rolled off like, dude, you're pissing. Yeah, pissing. And like, I'm just like, just thinking back about how fucking stupid and the dumb shit that I did. It continually do. What is wrong with me? There's got to be somebody diagnose me and tell me, because when I went to the motherfucking shrink, they didn't do shit. Oh, you know, you can't be so much inside your head and like you should meditate. No shit. Stupid. Thanks for wasting my fucking $40 to tell me that, because I don't already know that. Tell me like, well, maybe it's because of you got raped as a kid, which you know I didn't. God damn you. You know, give me a reason. Why is my head like this? What am I, fucking Larry David? And, that's definitely the theme of this podcast, is like doing something good, doing something bad. You know, like a couple weeks ago when, you know, a retard kissed me, that was doing something good. And then after, you know, probably got blown by V-Ron, I got a finger in my asshole. It's one or the other, man. I can't be a saint all the time. Patrick is a saint, I ain't. Fuck, yeah, that's bringing back a lot. Jesus Christ. DPU High School, man. Weird little place. I never went to any other high school, so I don't know. That's the only one I ever went to. But, god damn, there's some fucking characters in there. You know? I bet a lot of them were league bowlers. Luke would enjoy that. You know? There was a lot of, like, league bowlers. And when we say BOCES, like, that's just what we used to call the slow people. Because BOCES, I can't remember what it stands for. It's something Erie County. But it's like the overarching educational, like, they teach the teachers kind of thing. But they also do the special needs program, which I'd assume that they're all inclusion now in DPU High School. Like, I never had to go to class with a TARD. But, like, I think now, like, yeah, they don't even have separate classrooms. Like, there you go. When I was student teaching at JFK, they would have the special needs kids in the class. And, like I said, each kid has their own handler. That must fucking cost a ton of money. Jesus. It's probably easier just to have them all in the same room. But then they don't get the same education. It's fucking liberals. Oh, no, my kid's getting the same education everybody else. Why? What are they going to do? They're going to drool better? I'm sorry, I sound like Luke here. But, like, what the fuck, man? You know, you got, like, as a teacher, you're sitting there like, fuck, I got to deal with this kid, and he's got, like, a fucking iPad that just, like, talks for him, and it just says, like, cow, cow, cow. Oh, pig. Pig cow, hi. Hi, hi, hi. I mean, is he really learning? I don't know. I feel bad. See, all this is bad karma. This is going to come back to me one of these days, and I feel bad about it now. You know, like, when I get Bob back at the bowling alley, I always try to be nice to him. Like, hey, Bobak, what's up? He's like, bowling? I try to be nice to him. That's my makeup. You know, that's what I do. I try to make up for the badness that's inside of me. And I shouldn't. I just shouldn't do the badness in the first place. I don't have to make up for it. But this fucking weekend, a fucking expensive-ass weekend. Number one, okay, back to the lecture ahead. The fucking Brandon jaywalking ticket saga, $188. $188 fucking dollars for this ticket. And it's like the whole time I'm thinking, like, I'm going to, no, I'm fighting it. Like, they can't prove it. And then I start thinking about it. It's like, I'm going to have to go to court. And, like, I've done this before. I'll have to go to court. They're going to have all, like, the actual crimes up front. So you're there from, like, 8 to, like, noon, maybe 1 o'clock. Then finally around 1 o'clock, they start getting, like, this stupid shit, these infractions. Like jaywalking, like, public drunkenness, like all this kind of shit. They're going to start, running a red light They're going to start to get to that. Who knows what time I got to go on. So I'm wasting an entire day to be there. And then for them to say, like, you know, the cops won't show up. So they're like, oh, we're going to have to convene, and we're going to have a fucking case. And, you know, we're going to have to call the cops in. So it would be another day that I have to go back for them basically just to charge me exactly $188 again to say that I'm wrong. So why even waste the fucking time? I know I should have more passion about it, but at the same time, it's like, dude, I paid $1,000 fucking ticket for a registration that and of a car that wasn't even mine when Tony was out here and I got fucking stopped for it. So like $188, it's like fucking, I need $188, believe me, but do I want to like waste my time, miss work, have to explain to work why I'm not going to be there one day, maybe 2 days, then go to like a fucking trial about me jaywalking? Maybe they have video of me. Maybe they don't. If they do, I'm fucked. It's just a waste of time. It's just a waste of my time. So I don't know. I'm just going to fucking pay it and not even like think twice about it. Just get it fucking out. That way it's an infraction. So if I don't pay it, it becomes a misdemeanor, a fucking misdemeanor. For jaywalking. Are you fucking nuts? That's okay. Whatever. It's stupid. That's all I'm saying. Fucking stupid. So, it was a quite expensive weekend. Having a fucking, I don't know, I'm not going to call my girlfriend, but like, Veronica is like somebody that like I hang out with, I guess, because she's weird about titles. What the fuck ever. But I like hanging out with her. Like, you know, obviously, if you're listening, you know that, like, I'm not a lonely guy, but, like, I need people around, and, like, I like companionship, if you want to say. And so she's like, okay, well, let's hang out Saturday. And so, okay, I know, okay, Saturday she's going to come over. And then, luckily, I don't have to work early Sunday. I got to work at, like, 3 o'clock. So, like, we can have a day, you know, it's normally, you know, she... This is the bitch of it is like when she comes over during the week, like tonight, she'll be over. It'll be like an early night. Then she's got to get up at fucking 5:15 in the morning. I have to walk her to her goddamn car. And then I come home and now I can't fall back asleep. I'm watching the sun come up. It's like 6 o'clock. I'm like, great. There goes my fucking day. But so this time it's like, I always was. When I first started talking to her, I'm like, oh, you know, we should go like get pedicures together. Like something a girl would like. I said, you know, and she's like, oh, yeah, it's cool. So she brought it up to me. I've been talking to this girl for like fucking 6 months. She brought it up to me. I'm like, all right, let's go. We'll go on Saturday. We'll go get pedicures and we'll get a fucking dinner or something. Well, she, of course, she's like late. So I walk home from work and I'm like, well, the fucking place is closed. So like, we'll just go tomorrow. Okay. Well, let's get dinner. Okay. So now here's the, it's not like she doesn't pay for shit. All right. I saw her, like, a couple days earlier. She bought food. All right? Well, I buy beer for us for the house. I just buy a six-pack. That's my new thing. All right? Instead of buying a fucking 12 or an 18, because I'm going to drink them, I just buy a six. And that way it's like, all right, I can sit on these kind of thing. So, get a six-pack. Then I'm like, I make reservations for this place, Mazzarino's. Fucking Mazzarino's! For, I don't know, 7:45. She gets here at like 6:45. But like the parking fucking stinks. She's like, well, you want to just like go? I'm like, well, I had the reservation. I'm like, all right, let's just go up to Jerry's because I know I can get a free drink. And, you know, him haws a little bit. And she's like, okay, fine. I'm like, listen, we don't got to go through Pins. We can just go right through Jerry's and just sit at the bar. I know, like, we can get a drink there and hang out. Okay, that's fine. So we do. But of course, fucking Marcos. It's not Dave. It's not like, hey, baby, what's going on, man? It's me, Brick. It's not either one of them. It's fucking Marcos who charges me for everything. I'm like, fuck. So we just get a beer. And I have it, okay. And I get a call from the place. They're like, oh, yeah, we have an opening if you want to come in earlier. I'm like, okay, cool. It's not like a real fancy place. Don't make it seem like that. It's just, it's a smaller place, like right here in Studio City. I just wanted to make sure that we had a spot. It was a Saturday night. Get there, parking is actually, like, pretty good. Get the meal, and I'll, and like, in my head, like, it's like that half-baked thing where, like, I got the dollar signs. Like, okay, I already spent money on beer. I already spent money on drinks at the bar. All right, I got this much. All right, and then tomorrow I got a fucking, I promise there's pedicure. Fuck. So, like, I'm already, like, calculating it. So what I do is I take $40 out, and I'm like, here, just put this in your wallet. I'm like, that's for like the pedicures tomorrow. I don't want to fucking spend it. And then, all right, that's not the coolest shit to do. But at the same time, it's like, I know myself. Just, and she's like, oh, okay, cool. She actually didn't really question it. So I'm like, great. So like, you know, let's get an appetizer and like split something. Cause they have really big portions here. It's a total bullshit thing. I mean, I easily could eat my own meal. She's like, oh, well, I want to get this carbonara. I'm like, okay. I look at, it's like all kinds of shit I don't eat. It's like mushrooms and fucking chives. And I'm like, yeah, get that. That sounds good. All right. So, she, you know, it was like probably like a $20 meal, but like we split it. And then they bring out like the bread. I'm like, fuck. I'm like slamming down the bread because everybody knows I love fucking dinner rolls and bread and garlic bread. I love that shit. I know it's not good for you, but like I love it. Fucking any kind of bread is fucking awesome. There's like no bread I don't like. Being honest, like any, like you go to like, I'll just go to Red Lobster just to get those Cheddar Bay biscuits. Yeah, can I get like two more? Can you bring over some more? Like, I won't even fucking eat. I'll just get those biscuits. They're fucking rad. Or like the what's that plate? Outback. They got that like pumpernickel fucking shit. And they give you like hot butter. God damn it, that's good. Place with good bread fucking rules. And this garlic bread was really good. So like I'm kind of like eating it. Like I had like maybe four or five like forkfuls. I'm like, oh no, keep eating, you know. Oh, listen to that. She's like, oh, you could get your own food. I'm like, oh, no, I'm good. And like I said, like the dollar signs were in my head of how much I have to spend. And she's like, oh, okay. I'm like, by this time, like I said, I had walked home from work. I bought beer. We had two beers. So I'm not like buzzed, but like I'm starting to be like, hey, you know, let's like go out. Because, every you know, I don't want to just like sit at the house and watch movies as much as people think that's what I want to do. I just do it because I'm broke. But you know, I had a couple bucks in my pocket that was just fucking burning a hole like it always does. And I'm like, yo, let's like fucking party. Let's like hang out. Like, let's do something fun. You know, I want to. And that now, the thing I forgot to tell you is that she's on her period. So it's not like we're going to fuck. So it's like, well, fuck it. We're not going to fuck. Then, like, let's like go out and do something fun. And so we go to the Fifth. And she's telling me, she's like, oh, you got to try the shot. It's good. It's like called Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm like, that sounds good. I'm like, what's in it? She's like, rum chata, which is horchata with rum in it, and Fireball, which I like all three of those things. So I'm like, all right, I'll try that. You know, a shot of it. Fucking shots like $12 each. God damn it. All right. And then I'm like, I'll get a Tecate because they're like $3. She's like, oh, yeah, me too. I'm like, oh, like wiping sweat from my brow. Whew. So that's like another fucking 20. You know, the meal was probably $45 with tip. I dropped fucking Marco's 15, Jerry, so we're sitting like $60. Get these drinks, and we're like $85 for like fucking 2 hours. $85. I'm like, ha, ha, ha. And I gave her the 40 for the fucking pedicure, so $125. So I'm just like in my head, I'm like, you know, I'm like, well, okay, we could bounce after these beers. You know, nobody was really doing anything. Luke wanted to party, but I think he was sleeping when I got home. He wasn't doing Uber. Nobody else was around. And like, it was kind of like dead, like, would we just gonna like sit here at the fucking Fifth with like six other guys, like lonely, just drinking their beer? Like, let's just, we can go to the house. And in my head, I'm like, you know, we could be closer so that you can park. You don't have to drive drunk. You know, not, you know, you don't have to do anything silly like that. And I got beer at the house that I had bought earlier. Instead of me wasting more money in a fucking place. She kind of gets in a shitty mood about it. Oh, don't you want a fucking party? I'm like, okay. Let's just park and we'll walk down to fucking bar one. We can park, we'll be close, we're right in between, we'll walk to bar one, we get a drink, and then we can see what happens. No, no, we'll go home. Just start to get like an argument. I'm like, all right, fuck this, man. I don't fucking need a fucking argument for spending this amount of money. Fuck this, you know? Come back, and now, okay, now it's okay. Everything's kind of like eased over, and we start like, she's on her period. So, oh, God damn it. This is a weird story. So, we start fucking around. But, like, I can't. I was fuck her because she's on her period. So, I don't know how this happened. I like, take my dick and I'm, like, just rubbing it on her clit through her fucking panties. Her fucking period panties. All right? Not, like, I can't see anything. Like, there's no blood or anything. But I'm, like, just rubbing the top of her pussy with my hard dick. And it's like really turning her on. Like this reminds me a lot of like Luke when you'd see the slob like to like play with his balls or have his balls rub against her pussy. Sort of like this. No, dude, it's like she fucking gets off from it. And then just like blows me in like 2 minutes I nut. I'm like, oh Jesus, that was good. We go to sleep. Get up in the morning. I know the story's taking forever. I apologize, guys. We go to the place to get the fucking pedicures. It's like packed. And I'm like, fuck, fuck. Next door is Harvest Moon where I wanted to get breakfast anyways. So like I'm sitting there, I'm like, she's like, I got breakfast. You know, you paid for stuff last night, I'll pay for breakfast. I'm like, thank the fucking Lord. I ordered like the most expensive fucking breakfast sandwich they had. I didn't even eat half of it. It was like it was fucking delicious. But the croissant was like the size of two croissants and it was like so like rich that like it was like too much. It was like too much to eat. Like I just ate like the fucking bacon and the eggs off of it. I couldn't even eat the fucking croissant. I mean, I had like half of it. So we're driving around like trying to find another place. She finds one. We go there. Okay. I get the pedicure. She gets the pedicure, but now she wants a manicure. Now this fucking shit takes like half an hour. So I'm like, all right, I'll be back. Like I take a walk and I go to like to the store across the street, Harvest Market, one of my favorite stores. Shout out Harvest Market, one of the sponsors of the liquor license. They just got a fucking great selection of like beer, wine, booze. Like it's a fucking really good selection for like a little like bodega. Kicks ass. It blows all the fucking ones around here away. Not that anybody cares. I get like a shooter. I'm like, okay, I'll do a shooter. I'm like just walking around. I'm like seriously like, walking around the block because I'm just like bored. I'm not just going to sit there and watch her get her fucking nails done. She texts me. She's like, okay, well, you know, pick up some beer. I'm like, all right. So I actually walk back in. I'm like, all right, well, give me cash and your keys. So I can put it in. So she gives me $10 to get like fucking red stripe. Again, like I said, my whole thing is like I just get six packs. She's like, well, I want to watch Training Day because all I do is talk about how fucking awesome Training Day is. Oh, it's like one of my favorite movies. And she's like, it's so stupid. It doesn't make sense. It's not realistic. Shit like that doesn't happen. I'm like, yeah, it does. Yeah, it fucking does. So I lived out here my whole life. I never seen anything like that. Number one, it's fiction. It's a fictional movie. So like, you got to kind of play with that. It's not like based on real events or, you know, based on a true story. No, it's fucking fiction. And that's what it is. All right. Just live with it. No, but they're, like, trying to be real. And all right. I'm, like, I'm not even going to fucking try to, like, explain this. So, we watch it, and the whole time I'm laughing. I'm, like, every motherfucking thing Denzel says is instantly quotable. Every word of that movie is quotable. That he says. Ethan Hawke, you know, I realize he's kind of like a pussy, but I guess that's, like, the character that they're going for, you know? But even like the Vatos and shit, just the stuff they say is fucking awesome. God damn it, is that a good movie? If you haven't watched Training Day at all, watch it again. I'm a big proponent of that movie. Love it. Love it. Looking good. So, people are looking at me outside. Watch it. She's like, well, what time do you got to work? I'm like, 3. She's like, what time do you get out? And like, technically, it doesn't really matter on a Sunday what time I get out. I'm like, 7:30, but it might be 10. Because they're doing this new strike thing at the end of the Sunday league. So I text the guy who does it. I'm like, yo, can we not do it this week? Like, I don't think we'd have enough participation. He's like, oh yeah, I was actually thinking the same thing. I'm like, sweet. I'm like, all right, I'll be out at 7:30. So she drops me off of work. She doesn't want to drive all the way home because like to drive, it takes her like a fucking hour. It's like by the fucking airport. And then to come back. So she like just hangs out in the valley and like go shopping or sees a movie. And I'm working. Fuck me. Now I'm like, fucking. I'm like, broke. I'm like, George, can I borrow like $20? Like, I'm trying to think, like, man, is this motherfucker like, want to go out to dinner and shit again? And she texts me, she's like, okay, well, I'll pay for dinner. You know, you pay for, I'm like, oh, thank the fucking Lord. She's like, we'll just pick up, you know, like, some drinks on the way home or something. I'm like, oh, okay. So, I'm like, I'm not trying to fucking put anything on my tab at the liquor store. I know it's high. And I'm like, fuck, because I get paid tomorrow. I know it's going to be, like, fucking stupid. So I'm like, fuck it. That's what I got to do. What happens is fucking guy wins the strike pot, a different one. Motherfucker, what don't you get? He wins and he drops me $20. I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, this is, like, my lucky day. Much like, see, I do bad shit, but then also I'm rewarded when I do good shit. So why did I say that? Like, homegirl. So I got $20, so I buy us, you know, like, again, a six-pack, You know? Now that I'm thinking about this, I thought this was like a really clever idea of just buying a six pack. But if I just would have bought like a fucking case, it just would have lasted me. And probably been like way cheaper. Brain and logic is like so fucked sometimes. Anyways, so yeah, I just been broke. It was a gay old time this weekend. I'll tell you that much, bud. It was something. Well, I mean, about any guys on that. I mean, I'm getting closer. Do I have a fucking song of the week? Ooh, New Jack Hustler. Yeah, that's a shit right there. Yeah, I like that shit name. New Jack Hustler by fucking Ice-T. Hopefully Luke doesn't fuck it up. Puts the wrong fucking song or not put it on the goddamn iTunes app. Bitch! Just kidding. Thank you, Luke, for always doing it. I appreciate it, bud. And, I don't know, I'm sure we'll do an LGR soon. Try and get Mike Devane on. And, besides that, hey, enjoy your liquor, guys. And have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Kendrick have a dream. All my life I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less y'all. I pray my dick get big as the Eiffel Tower, so I can fuck the world for 72 hours. Goddamn, I feel amazing. Damn, I'm in the matrix. My mind is living on cloud nine, and this nine is never on vacation. Start up that Maserati and vroom vroom, I'm racing. Popping pills in the lobby, and I pray they don't find her naked. And I pray you niggas is hating. Shooters go after Judas. Jesus Christ, if I live life on my knees, ain't no need to do this. Park it in front of looters. Next to that church is chicken. All you pussies is losers. All my niggas is winning. Screaming all my life. I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less child. I pray my dick get big as the Eiffel Tower, so I can fuck the world for 72 hours. Goddamn, I got bitches. Damn, I got bitches. Damn, I got bitches. Wifey, girlfriend, and mistress. All my life, I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less child. I got 25 lighter on my dresser. Yes, sir. Put fire to that ass. Body cast on a stretcher. And her body got that ass that a ruler couldn't measure. And it make me come fast, but I never get embarrassed. And I recognize you have what I've been wanting since that record that Adina Howard had. Pop it fast to impress her. She rolling, I'm holding my scrotum and posing. This voice here is golden, so fuck y'all, I goes in. And all my life I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less shout. I pray my dick get big as the Eiffel Tower, so I can fuck the world for 72 hours. Goddamn, I got bitches. Damn, I got bitches. Damn, I got bitches. Wifey, girlfriend, and mistress. All my life I want money and power. Respect my mind, no nigga, it's go time. I'm rolling dough with a good grind, and I run that hoe with a bouton. That's a relay race with a bouquet. They say, K, you gon' marry mines. Biatch, no way. Biatch, no way. Biatch, no way. Biatch. Okay, I'm never living life confined. It's a failure, even if I'm blind. I can tell you who, what, when, where, how to sell your game right on time. Biatch. Go play, biatch. Go play, biatch. Go play, biatch. I look like OJ killing everything from pussy to a motherfucking hit boy. Bitch, she pussy popping, and I got options like an audible. I be C-O-M-P-T-O-N. I win, then ball at your defeat. C-O-M-P-T-O-N. My city mobbing in the streets, yelling. All my life I